I also find that oftentimes in this phase, we mourn the way it used to be. Haven't you heard lots of conversations around this? Well, it used to be in 1965 when I started driving, it wasn't like this. You know, when so-and-so was in charge of the bus driving, they had a heart for the drivers. They used to be a driver. Now they hire people, they're administrators, they're managers, they've never even been in a bus. How do they know this stuff? We mourn the way it used to be. And oftentimes I found this so interesting, when it's a new leader, in fact, in place, new superintendent, new supervisor, new whatever, a new leader, what we tend to view them as is, we tend to look at them as if they are a pirate aboard our ship. Our ship was smoothly sailing along before they came in place. We didn't have the rocky waves we have now with this person on board. And then oftentimes they make decisions, seemingly random, and say, you know what? I don't like what route you're driving. I don't care how long you've been here. You're gone. Or they say, you know what? We're shifting you over here. No, you don't have a choice. You know, have you ever noticed that pirates don't come aboard ship and go, yo, mate, what do you want to do? No, they jump on board ship and they tell you exactly where you're going, who's in charge here, without asking any input. And our perception is, it was so much better when so-and-so was in charge. And you know what's so ironic, I find? Oftentimes when that last person was in charge, you hated them too. Isn't that right? But now, suddenly they get elevated to a position where they never were when they were in charge. And it's because we're mourning yesterday. We're mourning the fact that it's over, the good old days, however else you want to phrase that. And I find that oftentimes we relate to this Alexander Graham Bell quote, which I love. When one door closes, another opens, but we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we don't see the one which has opened for us.